Episode 153, The All-In Syndrome.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, 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 happy day! How are you? It is girl time! It is time to get it on! I'm excited you're here. Are you ready to chat? Well, I am, so pull up a chair, get out your best cup of coffee that you have, and let's get to it! Thank you so much for joining. It means the world to me when you take time just to sit here and listen, to listen and learn, to grow, to really become your best self. You're creating your now. And to me, that speaks volumes. Moms, we put it on our back burner all the time. We put ourselves on the back burner. Literally, we're putting ourselves back there. And I'm so glad that you are stepping out and you're saying, nope, not me. I'm joining the revolution and I want to be here. I want to be present. I want to be incredible. And I want to be the best you can be. So let's get into it, right? We gotta get in our jam going here. We're gonna be talking about the all-in syndrome. And I don't know about you, but I have fallen into that all-in so many times. I probably can't count between my fingers and my toes how many times I've been in the all-in syndrome. Now, part of it's because I'm old, and so I have a few years on all of you. But at the same time, and actually maybe not all of you, some of you may have a few extra years. They're bonus years, right? That's what I think of them. They're bonus years. Regardless, though, that all-in syndrome can just become this trap, and we can't get out of it. And so that's what we're going to kind of focus on today. You know, when you're ready to make some changes and you begin that transformation and you're ready to continue, you know, maybe you're in the midst of it and you're ready to continue where you know, you left off, et cetera. It could be anything. Again, you say, oh, all right, you know what? Today, I really think I need to make some changes. And let's see, that change is going to be, well, I need to drop 5 pounds. That would be awesome because it is the summertime. And I want to look just extra special. I don't want to have that little extra roll there. And I know if I just drop 5 pounds, which basically is just my bloatedness, then I can feel better. I go to bed, the alarm clock goes off. And everything you just said you were going to do, not even 24 hours before, has all been put on hold. Life just happened. How many times have you run into that? Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start this project. And alarm clock goes off and life happens. How many times do you want to organize your life, declutter your closets, become less busy with your schedule, and all of a sudden the alarm clock goes off and life happens? And still, what gets done? You see, what happens is we let ourselves fall into that all-in syndrome. We get trapped in it. Either I have to do it right this way, it's the only way I can do this, or I failed. So I just can't do it. And so we just kind of let it go to the wayside and we put it on hold. And then all of a sudden, what happens? We have another aha moment and it's like, oh, man, I want to lose 7 pounds this time, right? I want to get organized. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to do it right. The dadgum alarm goes off and life happens. Or what happens is this. Oh, I need to lose 10 pounds now. I'm up to 10 pounds. See, I keep putting it off, right? Months have gone by. I'm up to 10 pounds now. Alarm clock goes off. Yeah, I won't do the sound again. It'll kill you. Okay, so the alarm clock goes off. And then what happens? You go, oh, I can kind of do this. And you do it for a day and a half. You cheat a little bit on it. And you're like, oh, that's it. Maybe I'll try again Monday. Really? Really? But you know what? That's the all-in syndrome. We sit here and tell ourselves we got to do it all this way, or we just can't do it. You know, think about it. If you look at it this way, okay, just really think about this with the all-in syndrome. There's so many things that are caught up in it. Okay. As in, what are the words I'm looking for here? How can I be without words? I'm never without words. Okay. For example, just perfectionism. See? Okay. I'm going to get myself trapped in that. I'm not even going to edit that out. Okay. Perfectionism. Got to do it this way or it's the highway mindset. We're all in it to where, okay, if we can't be all in, if we can't do it perfect like it says we are, you know, those great little things of, oh, you can lose 5 pounds in a week, but you just got to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. And you mess up that just one time. Oh, that's it. I'm done. I couldn't do it all. Or it adds in, you got to eat this way and you got to exercise this way and do so many of this and then do so many of that and then up, 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 and on and on and on and on. And what happens? You're like, I messed up, so I'm not all in. That's why I do it. You see, the all-in syndrome, if you never thought of yourself as a perfectionist, well, you better think again because it pulls you right in to that trap too. It also pulls you into, it's a built-in excuse. Well, if I didn't do it right, you know, the way they said, I just won't do it. So it becomes an excuse. I wasn't ready, okay? But then it gets even better, right? The all-in syndrome does this. Well, if you try it and it doesn't work, okay, regardless if you think of it as a failure or not, it just, whatever you were working on didn't work, well, I wasn't all in. So then you blame it on the syndrome itself. How crazy! Do you see this constant, continuous loophole? You're in this hamster wheel that will not stop. Now, if you're in it for fun, And you're doing like something like, oh, for example, let's say you're into basket weaving. Actually, I think I wove a basket so many decades ago when I was in elementary school. And it really wasn't a basket. It was kind of more of like it was more of a paper basket, but it was a basket. But that's the last time I ever did it. But imagine if you took up basket weaving. Okay, if it's a hobby and you're looking at this as a hobby and that's your goal, maybe it's okay to come and go, so to speak. Okay. It doesn't deal directly with the all-in syndrome, but when it deals with your goals, what you want to do in your life for real, that it needs to, you know, you want to make something of it. It's going to change your life. If you do this action, it's that all-in syndrome that either will put you closer or set you back. Most of the time, what happens is it just cuts you off. Because you end up giving up in the middle of it or even at the beginning of it because that daggum alarm clock goes off and life happens and you just throw your arms up in the air. And that's not even to put in there the excuses of children, of spouses, of careers, of finances, of time. How many other things can I name? We could just keep going and going and going. That all-in syndrome is gut-wrenching, it's heart-wrenching, and it does a terrible thing for your mind, your body, and your spirit. If you think about it, a caterpillar can't become a butterfly without small, consistent changes over a period of time. That caterpillar just doesn't all of a sudden close his eyes and then wake up the next day he's a butterfly, right? Does that really happen? Wouldn't it be cool if it did? Yeah, that would be like magic, you know? But remember, magic is what? Magic is an illusion. It's not real. Now, I must say that magic absolutely fascinates me, and I am not a magician at all. In fact, I've been one that will watch magicians, and if you watch my reaction, sometimes it's more fun to watch my reaction on things than to watch the actual magician because I'm mesmerized by it. I know in my mind that it's an illusion. It's not real. But my mind goes and I'm like, whoa. Okay. The all-in syndrome is that magic. It's an illusion. It keeps you from where you want to go. It actually slows you down when you think it may be propelling you forward. It's a trap and it's something that you do not want to get lost in. That caterpillar cannot become a butterfly without small, consistent changes over a period of time. That goes for you too. No matter what you're trying to implement within your life, within your transformation, what you want to change, what you want to improve. I don't care if it's your personality. I don't care if it's your job status, where you are, if it's your career, if it's schooling, if it's finances, if it's how you discipline your children, if it's being a good wife, a good mom. It all takes time. And it's small, consistent changes over a period of time. We don't want that illusion because that illusion fades very quickly. So you're like, okay, I'm convinced. I've got the all-in syndrome. Now, how do I go about doing it? Now, number one, okay, this is kind of like my disclaimer here. Know that anything, okay, because we're human beings and this is earth, we're not in heaven, okay, we're going to slip up. So even if you take what I'm telling you to do, you may have a setback or two. And guess what? That doesn't mean you're in the all-in syndrome, okay? That doesn't mean that you're stuck there, all right? Just know that it's small, consistent changes, all right? You can do this, and you can make a difference. And the way to escape the all-in syndrome is, are you ready? Drum roll. Here we go. The kiss is to recommit to your kiss. Yep, you heard me right. To recommit to your kiss. Remember the keep it simple strategy? That's what it is. All right, but I'm going to break it down for you because you're like, whoa, my mind's kind of going here. How can the kiss be the kiss? I got to recommit to my kiss. What's my kiss? All right, that's what we're going to chat about a little bit further here. Are you ready? Number one, what you need to do is you need to do one thing every day that moves you closer to your goal. Okay? Now, I'm just going to go through these first, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to give you some examples, okay? Because otherwise, you're going to get confused. Number one thing every day that moves you closer to your goal. Number two, be consistent. Also, give yourself grace. That's the bonus part. Number three, add the next step. Number four, becomes consistent. Give grace again. And number five, repeat. It's real simple. So you need to recommit to your kiss. The keep it simple strategy. Now you're like, well, what's my kiss? Well, number one, you got to name your goal. Okay, so what's your goal? Let's take the goal as a bedtime routine. Oh, yes. I would love to have a bedtime routine, whether it's for yourself or your children or your spouse. Now, you can't do it probably for your spouse, but you can work on it for yourself and for your children. But let's look at it on the children's aspect of it. You have a child that is great at manipulating bedtime. They manipulate you during the bedtime routine. You know, they go to bed, you go to tuck them in. Mommy, I need to go to the bathroom. So you go, Mommy, I'm thirsty. They get a drink of water. They go, I mean, how many times? And if you're not there now, remember when, right? Yes. Oh, do I remember those days? As if they were yesterday. And sometimes I wish they were, but no, I don't. I'm enjoying where we are now. So how to set up a bedtime routine? Okay, well, number one is you want them to go to bed and you want them to stay in bed, okay? That's kind of the number one priority, right? So what do you think would be the best way of starting that out? Well, I'm just going to give an example here. Maybe it's eliminating all of the what ifs afterwards. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to get a drink. Oh, wait, there's a monster under my bed. All of these things, right? Oh, wait, you forgot to say your prayer. Oh, wait. Okay. You need to write a little index card, a little post-it as to all these things that have come up beforehand. And so give yourself about 15 to 20 minutes before you actually want them in bed. So that means if you want them in bed by 8:30, bedtime routine is going to start no later, really, than 8:15. If you want them in bed at 8:30, you got to be starting this whole routine by 8:15. And for some of you, you may need to start by 8 o'clock. Seriously, okay? You need to go through and make sure you get rid and eliminate all of those what ifs. All of those extra things that they add on. So really, when they go to bed at 8:30, they're not even in bed till 9, right? Yeah. That doesn't help you with your bedtime routine, does it? So back up and you go, okay, I can do this. So you're going to do that one thing, or that your Keep It Simple strategy is looking at and say, okay, you know what? We're going to make sure they get their drink, they go to the bathroom, and we've done our actual bedtime. Like when I go tuck them in, we get that all taken care of. Okay? That's your focus. And that is it. Nothing more. Now, is there a lot more to going to bed? Oh, yes, there is. You got to brush your teeth. You got to put the jammies on. Sometimes there's bath time, all that. Are we doing that now? No. We are talking about just this one simple step. One simple step to move you forward toward your goal. That's it. You want to get closer to your goal. You're going to continue to work on that till it becomes consistent. For some of you, it may take you 2 days. For others of you, it may take you 35 days. However long, it doesn't matter. But you want to become consistent. However, in saying that, give yourself grace. There's going to be the weekends. And so maybe you don't get it exactly right. That's okay. You can still count that as a successful day. You keep moving forward. When you get comfortable with that, then you add the next thing. Oh, wait, we need to make sure we get a bath in here, do all of that. And then, so they're in bed by 8:30. So now you've moved up your bedtime routine to what? 7:45 maybe, depending upon how long you take a bath, how little they are, how big they are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Pretty soon you have it down, and maybe over a period of 15 to 25, 30 days, whatever works for you, there's no guarantee you will have your bedtime routine. What about weight loss? Recommit to your KISS. Okay, one thing on weight loss. Okay, I want to lose weight. Okay, that's your goal. That's your goal. All right, so that's a great goal, but you need to be specific about it. Okay, I'm going to be specific about it. I really want to lose weight, and I know I need to lose at least 10 pounds, at least. I probably really need to lose 15 or 20 pounds. I'm saying 10, so I feel good about it, but I know I need to lose weight. My problem really ultimately is eating. Yeah, I love to eat. So maybe I need to focus on just eating the right foods for my body and paying attention to that. Bingo! Because what if you're not eating the right foods for you? Now, maybe you're eating all the right foods and exercise is more of the issue. You have a sedentary job. You're at the desk all the time. You think you're on the go, but really you're just driving your children from one thing to the next. And you're only getting in about 2,000 to 3,000, 4,000 maybe steps a day. And your goal is to have 10,000 steps a day. Well, then that would be your one focus. Whatever it is, it's one, not all of it. That all-in syndrome is going to take you down the wrong avenue. You see? Be consistent with it. Give yourself grace because there's going to be days that you only get 7,597 steps in. But you were very active. And so maybe your counter didn't work right, or you took your watch off to charge it. You know, your Fitbit charger, and it was charging. Whatever the case may be, give yourself grace. Then move on to the next step. Be consistent. Give yourself grace and continue to repeat the cycle. Don't get trapped in the all-in syndrome. It is so easy to fall into that. And once when you do, it's only downhill. Remember, the caterpillar did not become a butterfly overnight. It took small, consistent changes over a period of time to exude its beauty. I want you to go out and have a magnificent week. I want you to recommit to your KISS for the goal that you're working on, okay? This could be applied to anything within your life. Go out and make it an incredible, magnificent week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.